Hi everyone, my name is Cindy from Taylor, Michigan, and it's my turn on top 26 on This and That. Enjoy listening. So the first question is, do you think the world will make any progress if technology doesn't exist? I believe so. I say I believe so because I was born into a world where tech had already been introduced, and so I wouldn't know, but I would say that there definitely would have been progress. Question number two, what is true friendship like to you? That's a very good one. I wouldn't say, I really wouldn't know what to pinpoint to say that this is what true friendship is supposed to look like. It actually doesn't have any manual. Just know someone and how hard somebody will go for you, I would say. Question number three, how do you explain consciousness? I would say being self-aware and being aware of your surrounding, being aware of the people around you, and most importantly, being aware of yourself, because you really need to be aware. Question number four, what is more important, the human body or the human mind? I'd say the human mind, because personally, I like to know what's going on in people's heads. I like to know how people think. I like to see, just know people's perspective on things. And you could get to know that by having like a conversation with people for like a few minutes, and it can give you like an idea of how the person thinks. And so to me, I think the human mind is important because it's a representation of you, honestly. Question number five, why do people do the things which they know are wrong? I really cannot answer for them. But I can say that sometimes in certain situations, doing the wrong thing is the best thing to do in the moment. I'm not trying to justify anything, but sometimes the right thing is not the right thing to do in the moment. Like, the wrong thing is the right thing to do in the moment. I don't know how I could explain that, but yeah. Question number six, do you believe the way we dress affects the way we think? I'd say yes and no. No, because I mean, if I want to run into the supermarket, I'm just going to throw whatever I can find on and then go. I'm not going to impress anybody. And I'd say yes, because when someone meets you for the first time, they don't get to have a conversation with you. And when someone sees you for the first time, how you look is supposed to be a representation of you, you know, and how you think, you know, the colors you pick, how you put them together, it all shows how you think. And so I believe that the way we dress kind of affects the way we think. Question number seven, who do you consider as family? I consider myself as family. I don't know how to answer this question. My friends are my family. I'm not someone who is big on friendships. I was very big on friendship. I was a girl who everybody and anybody would, I'm still the girl everyone and anyone can talk to, but I wouldn't put the friendship tag on it because it's very deep. Friendships are actually very deep. Like, who is going to go hard for you? Who is going to be there for you? All that counts. And those are the people that I will consider family. People who go hard for me. People who I can call anytime, any day, and they'll be there for me. Question number 8. What role does family play in your life? Ooh. When you say family, if it's in reference to the recent question asking who I consider family, I'd say that they play a lot of role. Sometimes when you need advice, you don't have anyone to call, and you like genuinely want to talk to somebody. I'd say that, and you know, just being there for you is like really the little things. So I hope I'm answering this right. Question number 9. How often do you set goals for yourself? I'd say every day. Every single day I set a goal for myself because the things that you would want to achieve at the end of the day. Okay, when you wake up this morning, maybe I need to book a hair appointment. Okay, I need to go. I've achieved the goal for the day. I've gone for my hair appointment. That was a goal. And so I'd say every single day I have a goal. I set a goal for that day and then I try to do that. So every day. Question number 10. If you won a lottery, would you keep working in your current position? No. I'm at a phase where I believe that I'm just starting in life. And I have so many goals to achieve. I have so many things I want to do for myself and for everyone that I love. And so, definitely no. Definitely no. Yeah. Question number 11. How would you behave if you were the best in the world at what you do? I don't like pressure. Let's start from there. I really don't like pressure. I cannot handle pressure. I would feel so overwhelmed that I would cry. I really don't like pressure. And being the best in the world at what I do, that means a lot of pressure. And so I'm going to help teach other people so they can at least also be good, better. So that at least some pressure can be off my shoulder. So yeah, another question, 11, interestingly. How do you treat people who can do nothing for you? I don't think there's anything like a special treatment. I treat everybody equally. You really don't know who, and even you know that, you really don't know who's going to help you. Like, it really doesn't take anything to be nice to people. You don't know what someone is going through, and you might be the only person to put a smile on the person's face. Let's say someone is thinking of committing suicide at the end of the day, and the person comes to talk to you, and then you're nice to them, you're all smiley to them, you've given that person hope, and the person might change their mind. But if the person comes to you and then you brush them off, that's cruel. That's not good. The person will not even wait for the end of the day. The person might go immediately and commit the suicide. And so I believe in treating everybody equally. Number 12. What or who lights you up? I see God and my partner and my friends, honestly. The people that I genuinely call friends. God, because he's the only one there for me. He is God. Like, he can never fail. He can never flip. He will never and can never flip on me. And so, God, number 1. My partner, number 2, because when I need like reassurance, when I need to rant, when I need to cry, if there's anything, you know, I go to him. He's the first person that I would call, I would talk to, and be a baby girl. But yeah, I enjoy having conversations. It's so beautiful to know that somebody actually cares for you that much. And back to God, if this human being, if my partner cares for me this much, what about God that loves me so much more? You know, it hits different. And also my friends, I could, you know, I need advice and all of that. I would definitely call my friends and talk to them. So they definitely light me up. Question number 13. Do you work to live or you live to work? Currently, I'm working to live. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I said, I'm just starting in life, and you obviously need to start from somewhere. And so currently I am working to live, because if I don't go to work and I don't get my paycheck, problem. So currently I am working to live. Hopefully, yeah. Number 14, what's something you want to achieve before you die? That's real deep. What's something I want to achieve before I die? I want to, number one, win muscles for God, honestly. For my life to be an impact to people. I am not one that would catch preaching. I like to say that I want my life to be an example. Like someone to look and say that, Cindy, you know, did this and this and that. And it's just like an assurance that if it went this way for her, it's going to happen the same way for the person, or even much better, you know. And so that's one thing I really want to achieve. And also material, like when it comes to the material side, I would want to own a restaurant. Like I genuinely want to own a restaurant. So yeah. Number 15, one thing you cannot live without. One thing I cannot live without, I would say God. Because he's my life. God is my life. My life is God's, and God is my life. Another thing I cannot live without, food. Food. Food, 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 food. I love me some good food. Yeah, so I'll say food. Number 16. When do you think it's acceptable to disobey the law? When your life is on the line, honestly. Or when someone's life is on the line. And it depends on what law we're talking about, honestly. So that is when I would say that it's really acceptable. And when someone's life is on the line, or when there's something much greater at stake, it's, I would say, disobey the law. Yeah. Number 17. The five most beautiful things in the world to you. Wow. You know that thing that when they ask you a question and you can't think of anything? That's what, like, a brain freeze. The five most beautiful things to me in the world, I'd say babies. I love children. I love babies so much. I love babies. The beach. The beach is like my favorite place to go to. It's so peaceful and so quiet, and it just gives some peace. And I really can't think of anything right now. If and when I think of anything, I'll come back to this question. But right now, I really can't think of anything. Number 18, which is more important, what you say or how you say it? This question, I'm very big on this thing. I'd say how you say it, because anyone and everyone can say anything and can be misunderstood. And so if you take your time and you say it properly, it definitely can make a difference. I had to learn this the hard way, and I'll say my life has never been the same ever since. Learning how to say stuff is the best thing you could ever do. Like, try to make someone understand. Some people have a certain mindset about you, that have created a certain mindset in their minds about you, that no matter what you do, that's the mindset they're going to have about you. And that's okay. That's really okay. You can't control how they think, but you can definitely control what you say. I mean, how you say something. And so, yeah, how you say it. Question number 19. Will you trust anyone with your life? I mean, I trust Jesus with my life. Jesus is not just anyone, but he is my life. And so I trust him with my life. Would I say my partner? Sometimes we argue about the way he drives. But I know that he loves me and would not want to hurt me. Definitely have that intention of not hurting me. My brother, my mom, my friends, maybe. Please don't come for me. Question number 20. Do you believe in true love? 100%. 1000%, I believe in true love. God is love. Number one, we love because he first loved us. Let's start from there. God is love. And I believe in God. And so I definitely believe in true love. And I'm in love. So yeah. I do believe in true love. Number 21, what's something you're certain you'll never experience? You see, this mindset, right? I definitely would never say that there's something that I'm certain that, as for me, it can never happen to me. I'm nobody, I promise. I'm nobody. Anything and everything can happen. Anything and everything can happen. In fact, I feel like when you say something cannot happen to you, God actually makes it happen to you so that you know that you're nobody and it can happen to you. So I won't say that there's something I'm certain that would not happen to me. Anything and everything can happen. I just pray that when it happens, I'd have the strength to overcome, you know. Yeah. Question number 22. How would your perfect partner treat you? I genuinely would say that you shouldn't treat someone based on how you want to be treated. You know, that was a mindset I had first. Treat someone the way you want to be treated, and then they'll treat you. But no, maybe how you want to be treated is not how they want to be treated, you know. And so I say, learn to love someone for who they are. Learn to love someone the way they want to be loved. And with that, you both be happy. You definitely will be happy because you're loving the person the way they want to be loved. And they are loving you the way you want to be loved. I mean, what tell me what can beat that? Question number 23. What's something you're embarrassed you're so good at? I'm not embarrassed. I'm actually not embarrassed because I really enjoy it. I would say finding out stuff. Like, I really, really, really enjoy finding out stuff. When I say finding out stuff, I mean, like, finding people or finding things, information. Like, I really enjoy it. My friends, some of my friends, like, tease me with like CSI, NCIS, like those stuff. I really enjoy doing stuff like that. I would find it. And I tell my friends that even when I'm not looking for it, it comes to me. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, I would definitely find it. I may not find out immediately, but I will find out. And that's, I'm not embarrassed, but that's something I can say that I'm really, really good at. And it really doesn't take long for me to find out. Sometimes it will take a while, depending on what I want to find out. But I will find out. Question 24. If you had to hold attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? Give your life to Christ. That's the best thing you could ever do. Like, love God. I don't know what else beats that. God is number one. Like, he's the only one, the only way. So you it's not too late to join us, okay? Join the Jesus gang, okay? Join. You might think that we are exaggerating, but join and see. You there, come and see something, KK. Come and see the way we are enjoying. Maybe we are chilling. Come and see. Question number 25. If you could speak one word, what would you say? One word. Jesus. Jesus. Are you hungry? Jesus. Do you want to go for a walk? Jesus. Do you want to take a shower? Jesus. Would you like to drive? Jesus. Would you want to take a nap? Jesus. I don't think that. Right now, that's the only thing I can think about. And if you ask me tomorrow, I'll probably say the same thing. Jesus. Number 26. Is that an app you hate but still use it? Yes. Yes. WhatsApp. If I had my way, I'll delete it. I won't say I hate it, but I am not interested in it anymore. I still have WhatsApp because that's the only means of communicating with some people. So that's the reason why I still have my WhatsApp. Recently, I tend to use my WhatsApp just on weekends, and even the weekends, I don't even spend like the whole weekend on WhatsApp. It's like a few hours, and then I'm good to go. So yeah, I definitely say WhatsApp. Yeah. Thank you for listening to me. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please direct them to Samuel. Ciao.